What is up, guys? J.R. Freak here, and welcome back to Otaku Puppy Podcast. Back this week with another anime news hour for you guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you guys are having a great Monday, and hope you guys had a great weekend as well. To all my anime and K-pop fans, if you're in the Atlanta area or just around in general over this past week, if you went to the IVE concert, I hope you guys had a great time. I wanted to go, but wasn't able to go. So I hope you guys had a great time. If you did get a chance to attend, they're a great group. And hopefully I will catch them on the next time around. I'm recording this on a Friday. And sorry if I'm talking funny. I'm drinking Powerade, and my tongue apparently has an allergy reaction to it. That's a whole other thing. It happens with, like, sour food and whatnot. And apparently Blue Gatorade's also doing it, so that's the whole thing. Anyway, gotta love allergies, right? So yeah, back with news hour for you guys. Nothing too crazy to discuss. Only have two items to talk about. So yeah, anything else to ramble about? Not really. I'm working on a cosplay currently for Momocon. I'm planning to do Gentleman from Shadowverse Flames. So I'm working on that. Currently, I got to get some stuff forward and whatnot, but I'm working on doing that. So that's what's coming up next. But outside of that, I think that pretty much covers it. So let's jump right into the news. First up, we have Seven Seas licensed one light novel and four manga series. Seven Seas Entertainment announced on Wednesday that it has licensed the Strange House manga, the I abandoned my engagement because my sister is a tragic heroine, but somehow I became entangled with a righteous prince, light novel and manga series, the Monster Marriage Shop manga, and the Choto Dake Aga Omi Dark Elf Ga Isekakara Okakate Kita manga. Whew, that was a mouthful. But yeah, that too. So Seven Seas will release the first compiled book volume of the Strange House manga, the adaptation of Yuketsu's original novel of the same title, physically in August, and the manga will also be available digitally. And then Seven Seas will release the first volume of the I abandoned my engagement because, insert title, we're not reading that whole thing again, that was a lot. Yeah, light novel, they were releasing that in October, with an earlier digital release, and then the first volume of the manga will release in September. It will also be available on digital platforms, and of course my computer is freezing up. Seven Seas will release the first volume of Monster Marriage Shop in September, and it'll be available on digital platforms. The cover for that is quite something, not quite what I expected, but yeah, maybe I will give that a read. That cover's quite interesting, to say the least. And then, Seven Seas released the first volume of Choto Dake, in September, and the manga will also be available on digital platforms. That cover is also, quite interesting. Quite interesting. So, yeah, Seven Seas is coming in hot with a bunch of, new releases. That's really cool. I might have to check some of those out. And then, last but not least, we have Beyblade X anime premieres globally, in the summer. 80K Emotions New York, Inc. and Tomei Company, subsidiary T Licensing, Inc. announced on Thursday that the television anime of Takara Tomei's Beyblade X project will premiere globally in the summer. The Beyblade X toy line will also launch this summer, which I'm hoping to get my hands on. And I know you can get them in Japan already. I just haven't. They cost quite a bit to buy and then kind of import. So I just haven't. But tournaments are already going on where There's been a few in Georgia already, and some are around where I am. I just don't have any Beyblades to go with, so yeah. But yeah, the Beyblade X anime premiered back in October, and I've been watching it that way. I've been watching the subtitle. It's really, really good. I really, really enjoy it. I'm a Beyblade fan in general, and yeah, I really enjoyed the series, so maybe I will wait to watch it, catch up on it when it's dubbed, because it's already behind anyway. When I've been watching it, it's usually 2 or 3 episodes behind anyway, just because of the way it gets uploaded. So yeah, maybe I'll wait and catch up when the dub comes out. I don't even know where it's gonna be streaming at. Does it say? Because I feel like it's probably like Disney Plus or something I don't have. Yeah, Beyblade Burst Quad Strike, which was the last one, premiered on Disney XD, Hulu, and then YouTube also. Okay, they do YouTube again, that'll be great. But anyway, Beyblade X is coming this summer. So yeah, that pretty much covers it, I think. So, yeah, hope you guys, enjoyed this. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast, as always, and thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate that. Don't forget, if you like, hit the support button below. Check out all the links below as well. If you do hit the support button, let me know. And, yeah, let me know and leave me an amateur review. Whether it be good, bad, or somewhere in the middle, just be 26 episodes or less. And, yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. So, until next time, Maho out.